Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wildfire update in Northeast Wyoming and Southeast Montana. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Multiple wildfires continue to rage across Northeast Wyoming and Southeast Montana, with the Flat Rock, Remington, Constitution, and House Draw fires currently consuming vast areas of land. According to a press release from the Southwest Area Incident Management Team, as of Sunday, the Flat Rock Fire, located 11 miles northwest of Gillette, has burned 41,839 acres and is 35% contained. Firefighters observed extreme fire behavior over the weekend, with challenging terrain and hot, dry conditions complicating efforts. The Remington Fire, which began in Sheridan County, is now spanning across southeastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming. It has engulfed 184,127 acres and remained 0% contained as of Sunday. Crews are focusing on securing containment lines and protecting critical infrastructure. The Constitution Fire, situated 15 miles north of Gillette, has scorched 11,080 acres and is 28% contained. Heavy equipment crews are working to establish fire lines on the north side of the fire to protect nearby communities. The House Draw Fire, 40 miles southeast of Gillette, has burned 174,444 acres and is 88% contained. Firefighters are conducting mop-up operations and securing the fire perimeter. In total, 655 personnel are battling these fires, utilizing 17 crews, 2 helicopters, 107 engines, 9 bulldozers, and 2 water tenders. Evacuation notifications are currently in place for Sheridan County, with Level 2 evacuation orders affecting Bighorn, Rosebud, and Powder River counties in Montana. No active evacuation orders are in place for Johnson or Campbell County. As a reminder, fire restrictions remain in effect across the region. BLM unveils controversial land management plan for Rock Springs, sparks strong reactions from Wyoming leaders. In a significant move, the Bureau of Land Management Wyoming State Office has released the final environmental impact statement and proposed resource management plan for the Rock Springs Field Office. This new plan is set to replace the 26-year-old Green River RMP, covering over 3.6 million acres of public land and 3.5 million acres of subsurface minerals in southwestern Wyoming. The proposed plan aims to balance the use of public lands, ensuring they remain a substantial resource for wildlife, rangeland, and natural resources, while accommodating growing demands for increased visitation and climate change pressures. The plan has stirred strong reactions from Wyoming leaders. According to a press release from Senator Lummis's office, Senator Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso have criticized the proposal, claiming it could harm Wyoming's economy and way of life. Governor Mark Gordon has also expressed concerns, indicating that the plan does not align with Wyoming's expectations for public land use. Public feedback has played a significant role in shaping the plan, with over 35,000 comments received during the extended comment period. A notice of availability was published in the Federal Register on Friday, kicking off a 30-day protest period and a 60-day governor's consistency review. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.